It was one of the greatest swindles of its day, a wild mining scheme that fooled some of the nation's richest investors who placed their money behind finding diamonds. The story that unfolded is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Drovers and Dr. Dan Thompson for our third annual Feedlot Cowboy College on September 7th and 8th in Dodge City, Kansas. This two-day seminar, led by respected and knowledgeable industry experts, is filled with timely information for feedlot operators. Topics include animal health, low-stress animal handling, technology, and how to improve animal welfare. Attendance will also qualify you as BQA certified. For more information, visit droverscowboycollege.com.
In 1872, Philip Arnold and his cousin John Slack brought a bag of rough-cut diamonds and precious gems into a bank in San Francisco. They said they'd just discovered the valuable stones while mining in the nearby mountains.
All of a sudden, these rich bankers, they became very interested. They actually fronted Philip Arnold and John Slack $50,000.
But as Charlie Skies explains, Arnold, who was born and raised in Kentucky, had acquired the diamonds while working in a drill bit company. To keep the hoax going, they'd need more diamonds.
With the $50,000, this enabled Arnold and Slack to go through Canada, get on a boat, go to England and Amsterdam, and buy rough, uncut diamonds.
The rough-cut diamonds were suitable for drill bits, but relatively worthless when compared to fine-quality gems.
We don't have many people here that know much about diamonds in these United States, because the diamond fields have been in South America and Africa and such. Who's to say what is a good diamond? We did not even know there were such things as bad diamonds.
The pair spent over $30,000 on rough-cut diamonds, money fronted from San Francisco banks, who believed they'd found a diamond field. When Arnold and Slack returned, the tale grew larger.
They came back to the bankers and said, "Here you are. Here's a bag of diamonds. It's only half of them. We constructed a raft to cross a swollen river and lost the other bag. Probably a million or more in diamonds are lost."
Investors were hooked. Money was pouring in. It was now time to take them to the actual diamond field. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In Elizabethtown, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCray.